I did promise some kind of New Year's podcast, like I have done in the past, where I thank people and kind of just reset for the new year. And I got to tell you, I've just been really just enjoying the time that I've had just hanging out in the desert. Varied weather, and as you'll hear in the podcast, one of the things that has been said is that Arizona really gets 1 month of real winter weather, which is nothing compared to what you have in Minnesota and Michigan and Illinois and North Dakota and South Dakota and across the east, you know, Ohio and so forth, Pennsylvania. And that's usually, you know, highs in the low 50s, lows in the 30s, and sometimes it rains. And it was said, well, it's going to warm up in January, you'll see, and it sure has, and it's just been great the last few days. So I am still in the spot that I was in. I got a raging fire here. It's beautiful by the fire. Not too cold tonight. Beautiful nights, chilly nights like fall in the upper tier. Beautiful quarter moon here as we head on into January. So it's a new year, a milestone. And often when we hit these milestones, I think, well, what does it all mean? You know, really, what does it all mean? What does the new year, quote, new year, mean? And when does it actually start? And of course, it is time to thank lots of listeners and subscribers and friends of the podcast. And we're going to do that in podcast 1035, the Bob Davis Podcasts. Well, I'm going to start out by talking about how we get exercise out here as nomads, and it isn't easy. And it's the same thing if you work at home. And we're going back and forth with the thing with people working at home, people back in the office, people working at home. Somebody gets COVID, they have to, you know, quarantine, and you know how it goes. So getting any exercise at all, which is really a key quality of life issue, can be difficult. And I want to introduce you to BU Enterprises. Juliet, the woman behind BU, has a series of tools, which really it's a toolbox that enables you and your whole team to get some exercise. And you don't have to be Mr. and Mrs. Exercise to do it. In fact, she told me the other day, I'm not looking for people who are exercise freaks. I mean, I'll take them, but I'm looking for people who haven't had a chance to move and might feel self-conscious about it. She has exercises you can do behind the wheel. She has exercises that you can do. I mean, I did a session with her in the truck via Zoom. So she can do an individual. You can get packages for your whole team. And it's a pretty cool idea, especially for people who aren't able to get to a gym or won't or don't feel too self-conscious to go to, you know, the yoga studio, whatever. This is a great way to get some exercise and introduce yourself and maybe start working if you have a resolution to be a little bit more fit or at least get some movement. These guys at BU can really, really help. So just click on the BU banner at the top of the page at the BobDavisPodcast.com or visit BUEnterprises.com. DM me if you want more information. I think Juliet's doing something great. And thank you for sponsoring the Bob Davis Podcasts. A little bit later on, I'm going to tell you how to donate to the Bob Davis Podcast. People say, they come up to me and they like, well, how do I get your podcast? And sometimes, especially with signal issues out here or in some rural part of the country, it's not easy to just go to the BobDavisPodcast.com, click on any of the podcasts and listen to them or listen to the streaming audio. So I tell people go to Spotify, go to Google Play, or not, it used to be Google Play, now it's Google Podcasts. And we're getting some usage on Google Podcasts, on Spotify, on Audible, which I couldn't remember the name of, which is the Alexa thing. So it's now on Alexa, so it'll be easier to find if you say, Alexa, I want to listen to the Bob Davis Podcasts. It should bring it up. Also on Audible, and a lot of people listening on Audible as well. So thank you guys, and thanks for your donations at thebobdavispodcast.com, and I'll be thanking you guys specifically about that later. Well, we start the new year on January 1st. This has been a normal thing since Roman times, where January 1st is essentially the first day of the new year. It goes back to a Julian calendar, a new Julian calendar, which was based on the sun, which even at that time was more accurate than lunar calendars. And that was instituted, as I said, in Rome in 46 BC. But in other parts of the world, and for considerable time after Julius Caesar, the year was marked by various different cultures in the East. China, Vietnam, before Vietnam was a country, you know, Siam, and so forth. So this year's Chinese New Year is in February. And that is because in those days it was largely an agricultural, world. There were cities, but it was, most people were involved in agriculture and agricultural pursuits, and so they kind of made the new year the titular beginning of the planting season. You could also say that the new year started in the Northern Hemisphere this year with the solstice on December 21st. Obviously, it would be high summer in the Southern Hemisphere. So I bring all this up because it shows you how weird time is. And you could mark the beginning of the new year with the moment in time when the days begin to get longer. And as I said, December can be cold in the desert. And I kept asking our camp host, Darcy, who just had to leave in an odd sort of echo of what happened to me last year. Her mom has passed away and she had to leave. And I was in Quartzsite a year ago, just about, not quite. And the same thing happened to me. So it was just kind of weird. But she said before she left, well, December's the worst, and then it'll start warming up in January. So as I said, it has started to warm up, and it's beautiful. And I thought today, you know, there's a lot of things to be grateful for. There's a lot of things to have the attitude of gratitude for. I bring up the time question because it's become apparent to me that those of us in the nomad community who are out here full-time in various types of vehicles do not experience time in the same way as those back in the world, or even those who have jobs where they've got to do this or that. And I was just thinking, I've done podcasts about how you determine wealth and how you determine your own happiness. And I just thought, I'm grateful for many things this year, but one of the things I'm most grateful for is we have a wealth of time, and we have a wealth of air and openness and freedom as nomads that I don't think I've ever experienced in my life. So it's still brand new to me. And if you want to hear the podcast where I talk about my experiences 1 year on the road, we're now well into the second year of the nomad experience for me, and I don't see any reason to stop. It's just this has now taken on a completely different character from last year. Last year was almost a frenetic charging across the country back and forth on these various quote-unquote missions to see friends or go do things. And, you know, I've been sitting here now for almost, it's been 2 months for sure, and we're coming up on close to three. It's gone from being very quiet here to just, even as I sit by the campfire, you could hear the trucks that supposedly we don't have enough drivers for just roaring by on the highway, and every now and then RVs coming in and rolling past where I am sitting. I'm kind of at the confluence of this campground at Plumosa Road and Arizona 95. And Arizona 95 runs down to Quartzsite from here and then all the way down to Yuma, Arizona and the border. And it crosses 10 and, you know, it's a big road. So these trucks are coming down on 10 from different parts of the state and headed up to Phoenix and Scottsdale and, you know, Mesa. And then from there all the way down and places in between. So it's gotten pretty busy. And I'm a little surprised at how busy it is getting. And you can just hear that if you're kind of listening to the background as we speak, because there's quite a level of background noise. But in addition to the freedom and the wealth of time, there's a fair amount of money because we aren't really spending money. We're not paying for, these are free campgrounds. We don't have to pay and you know, you buy groceries and stuff, but we're not exposing ourselves to too much inflation because we don't consume that much out here. So there's weirdly a tremendous feeling of wealth sitting out here and gratitude for just being able to enjoy this experience. So it's already a quite different experience for me than it was last year, as I'm stationary and I'm getting to know people, and real grateful to starting to get to know people and feel a sense of community. And it's interesting because before I did this podcast, I was thinking about, well, what do I want to do this on? And how do I, what's the vibe that I want to get across? And obviously, it's just this really meditative, mellow experience where you can just sit and read, or you can take a walk, or you can do whatever you do. And, you know, my job is thinking. And I, as I have often said, I am well aware of what's going on in the world, but I make a choice not to go with that vibration. And I'm not going to make this podcast about that, but I'm actually grateful that I don't have to talk about that stuff and that there's plenty of things to talk about here. So I'm grateful to be stationary right now because I'm getting to know people, and I'm apparently getting something out of it, you know, as I do this. So I don't have a desire to just jump in the truck and go somewhere. You know, thanks to solar, I can sit here as long as I want. And if you could probably hear the generator in the back. I don't even have to do that. This thing gets fully charged all day long, plenty of sunshine. When there isn't, you know, I run the motor, but or I go into town or something. But I don't really have a desire to charge off and go 150 miles this way or that way, and I probably won't. I'll stay at least in Southwest Arizona until it warms up. Aside from the fact that there's a big RV show. This is the like the biggest, it's the biggest RV show I know of that's coming up. There is a little kind of rally of converted school buses up the road in Parker after the whole thing going on in Quartzsite now. And I'm really grateful for Quartzsite. This is a real funky, fun place. And it's got quite a collection of fun people. And I know if on the podcast where John, my friend John Holland and I were just kind of kidding around, you got to know John and you got to know our history. And we can be rather sardonic. But yeah, these are quirky people and the businesses are quirky and everything by, let's say, Chicago standards or something like that. They don't care. It's a trippy, fun place. And I love it. And I'm so grateful that I've gotten to know Quartzsite because it figures prominently in all of my travels. It is a nomad mecca. There are people starting to show up for all sorts of things. And, you know, they'll start coming in after the 20th, according to the old hands here. Now, we're out pretty far from town, so the campgrounds closer into town get more crowded, and the long-term visitor areas get more crowded because you can walk to the RV show from some of those. This one is about 6-7 miles out of town. Then you got to drive into town when you want something, and so some people don't want to have to do that. They want to set up their RV or whatever and just get everything set up and then be able to go otherwise. That's why you see all these RVs towing cars, which I still think is the weirdest. Here you are, you got this $400,000 RV, you sold your house in, you know, Akron or wherever, and now you've got this $500,000 RV or whatever you want to say. Even if you got it used and it was 43 or something, they all tow a car, you know, and it's like first you get the RV in and then you got to disconnect the whole thing, pull the car off, and then you can drive the car into town to get groceries and things like that. So it's kind of like living in the suburbs in a weird sort of way for some of those people. Now, for some of us in vans and otherwise, we don't do that. We drive into town. So when you drive into town to get a shower or go to the store, you run into all the other van life people that are in various, you know, because this is, we haul our house around with us wherever we go to do whatever we're going to do, take a shower or whatever. And every time, the funniest thing is a guy named Mike, I think his name is Mike, I was at the home of the $10 shower over there on Main Street. I still can't remember the name of the laundromat, but it's a laundromat, restaurant, and then he has a bank of showers. So he's making some money, $10 showers, and it's considerably cheaper than the truck stop. And you know, I was getting my stuff out of my truck, and I hear this guy go, you know, "Hey, are you Bob Davis?" And it's like, "Yeah." You know, and he goes, "Hey, I think I saw your truck in Washington State. Were you ever in Washington State?" I go, "Oh, yeah, I was there, you know, this year, not too long ago." And he was like, "Yeah, I saw your truck, and it was when I was at Rainier, and we were talking about Washington State." And he was like, "I don't like those people up there." And I laughed, you know, and he said, I said, "Well, where are you from?" And he, and you know, I'm from New York State. And I said, "Well, I was in New York State too." It's then we started talking about upstate New York and how great it is. And you know, you see people. I saw some people at the dump, and then I went to the $10 shower place, and they were all there. So it's like we kind of wander around, and then the RV people don't, because they have their cars. So you can, there's kind of that stratification. That's just kind of a trip, and lots of fun, lots of just a great vibe. And I'm so grateful for the attachments that I've developed with the people that are here at this campsite, that we've gotten to know each other, and we've had a lot of fun together. We've circled the wagons on New Year's Eve. We circled the wagons on Christmas Eve. You find yourself working to kind of take care of each other. And if somebody, you don't see somebody for a few days, somebody goes over and checks on them. And having that sense of community is so important, and I'm so grateful for that. The other thing is the absolute simplicity. I see, obviously, and I certainly did this, and people can do this if they want. You know, there's no rules, but you can complicate this to a degree that is almost ridiculous if you want to. But the simplicity, when the more simple it gets, the more easy it gets, and the more amazing it gets, because if you can get it down to real simple, you don't have to do, you know, you don't have all these systems to worry about or whatever, unless you want to and fix them. In my case, I'd rather not have a bunch of stuff to worry about. So there's a lot of, I've really focused on keeping things simple, and there's definitely a simplicity that is in a way pristine about being out here and experiencing this community and experiencing the people that are here. And I'm sure when I go to the next event, I will get a whole new bank of people to get to know, and they'll get to know me. And some people from here might be there, and some people from here might not be there. So there's a lot to be grateful for, and we'll talk about it in the second half of this podcast. So yeah, I'm getting into the truck here, and I'm gonna, you know, make some coffee and check my computer and get ready to do the second half of the podcast, where I actually thank clients and especially listeners and subscribers. And we're gonna do that again, as I said, in the second half of this podcast. Well, every time I get to talk about 36 and Lynn, I smile. First of all, it's the Instagram feed, because they put great stuff up there. And I love having an independently owned and operated community-focused business, and particularly a refueling station, as a sponsor to the Bob Davis podcast. They're at 36 and Lindale Avenue in the Lynn Lake neighborhood in Minneapolis, South Minneapolis. And they do all kinds of stuff. They're down with the community. They also have a great selection of locally sourced products in the store. Really, the store is what it's all about. I've known these guys for a long time, and it was all about the store from the get-go. So it doesn't matter what you need. They have great coffee. They have great candy. They have locally sourced products. Check out the store. And remember, 36 and Lynn, next time you swing through Minneapolis, you need gas or a cup of coffee. If you want more info and great 36 Lynn events, check them out online at 36lynn.com, or click on that awesome 36 Lynn banner at the top of the page at thebobdavispodcast.com. I have just made some coffee. I'm leaning over my computer so I can see, you know, who donated to the Bob Davis podcast, and just double check the client lists and things of that nature. So obviously I have a lot to be grateful for from the many supporters of the Bob Davis podcast and donators, but I also got to thank the clients, and I'm going to do that. Ryan Plumbing and Heating in St. Paul, 36 Lynn as I lean over the computer, which is one of my favorite clients. Depot Star, another one. Kim Nybo Insurance, thank you, Kim. Cartridge World, thank you, Jason. BU Enterprises, Juliet, you're amazing. Inspire and Flourish this year has really helped out, and Privacy Post, and if I can think of any others, I'll throw them in. And as I look back to the people who have made contributions, you know, there's people who made contributions to this podcast this year that are no longer with us. There's two right here that I can see. First of all, Sally Rash, who is a family friend, $50, and Sally passed away just recently. Jill Serbet, $50. Steve Steiner, $25. Thank you, Steve. Steve has helped me out a ton, and I really appreciate it. And then here's a payment, you know, a donation from someone named Marjorie Davis, $300, January 10th, 2021. And she was no longer with us in less than 10 days. So it's something of interest to think about. Les Hill, $600. Thank you, Les. I still have never connected with you to try to figure out what to do with all that. But thank you. Jerry Sweeten, thank you so much. Bill Gleason, $10. Gerald Sweeten, $50. Let's see here. My friend Ben Harris from Sharp Creative, $100. Thank you. Sean Sarazen, $100. And I want to thank all of my networking pals that just blew me away in February of 2021. Obviously, my mom passed away, and I had to come back to Virginia in a pell-mell drive from Quartzsite, something like 3,000 miles in about 4 or 5 days at the most. And all my networking people sent me $1,000. I couldn't believe that, and I really appreciate that. Ed Kammermeyer, who has been contributing for a long time, $50. Andrew Davis, $50. Let's see. Med K Studio, my friend Ken Madden, $50. Thank you. Shane Parr, who contributes to the Bob Davis podcast, you know, in other ways as well, in April, $25. The other thing that's crazy is as you go through these, it's just like a travel log. Here's Salinas Tires in May, you know, when I got my new tires and my rear end fixed and everything. That was crazy. William Johnson, $100 in May of 2021. Nicole Heil, who I work with in St. Louis years ago, $100. And Nicole lives in LA, and every now and then I get donations from her. Thank you so much, Nicole. Sandra Amiot, $25. Thanks, Sandra. Again, Shane Parr. Todd Myerskoff from my old station, Alice in St. Louis, $25. Thanks, dude. Dave Forbes, who I correspond with on LinkedIn, he was a client years ago and has always been a big supporter of the Bob Davis podcast on LinkedIn. Dave Forbes, $150. Thank you. Jason Feipel, $25. Some of these people I don't really know. Another contribution from Sanda Amiot, $20. Thank you. I got to call her too. You know, just hang on. A call is about to be made at some point here. Stephen Bolts, $50. Thanks, Stephen. Absolute Max, $20. Thanks, bro. Another $20 from Sander Amiot. Some of these people that contribute to the Bob Davis podcast do so more than once. Mark Kennedy, $50. And again, some of these guys I don't know. Dave Forbes, another $100 from Dave Forbes. Thanks, Dave. Margie Blevins, $200. Thank you, Margie. Here's a payment from Caleb Kirkade. Now, I don't know who Caleb is, but and I don't even know if you pronounce the name this way, but it's K-I-R-K-E-I-D-E. So, Caleb, thank you, $100. Really appreciate that. Bob Sweeten, thank you. Again, $25. Ava Beckus in Fort Collins, Colorado. Thanks, Ava. Craig Westover. And I may have forgotten to mention, Craig is, oh yeah, no, I did, because Craig's doing the same thing I'm doing, except in a boat. $25. Thank you. Wayne Nelson, $25. Jeff Dunn, $200. John Holland, most recently, $200. Sue Salomon just recently sent me $25, and Sue contributes all the time, and thank you very, very much. And then finally, there's two people I almost forgot to thank. And I just as I was going through, I noticed Les Hill, who was a client earlier in the year, is a business coach and an integrity coach, as he calls it. So thanks again for everything, Les. And I also want to give a special shout out to my friend Don Anger, who works in the oil fields. Works his ass off in the oil fields in Midland, Texas. Most of the time drives back to Casa Grande, Arizona, to be with his family. And, you know, it's a pretty amazing thing that he maintains this incredibly positive attitude. I love doing podcasts with Don. So shout out to Don Anger over in Texas. We'll see you soon. So that's a little awkward, just moving around in here and getting everything on the computer, which is a big thing. But obviously you can see from the many people that I have mentioned as contributors to the Bob Davis podcast that I'm, you know, really grateful. And these contributions help enormously. If you want to contribute to the Bob Davis podcasts, all you have to do is go to the page at thebobdavispodcast.com, look for the picture of Mobile Podcast Command. You scroll down, that's on the right side of the website, and you'll see a big yellow donate button, and you can donate whatever you want. And I appreciate, you know, some people have donated a lot of money. $200 Katie Davis, $200 Margie Blevins, $200, you know, Dave Forbes two or three different times, $100, you know. But other people, $10, $5, $25, and I really appreciate it because it goes right in the tank or it goes to buy firewood or something. So it's an important thing if you believe in what I'm doing, which is there's more to this than just, hey, I'm out here and I'm talking about stuff. There is a decided decision not to talk about politics for obvious reasons, a decided decision not to get into this, you know, back and forth thing, and to try to give people a sense of the freedom and community and even the little challenges and the things that I've seen and learned. I can't even tell you. It's like a dream. And it's gonna take a lot of work to synthesize the experiences I've had and will have doing this, because they are deep and they're very emotional for me. I mentioned one of the things that I was doing was trying to transcribe all of those voice messages that I left myself, you know, voice notes on the iPhone from the whole year, trying to get a sense. And yet there's a huge, just a blackout period from the time that I had to head back to Virginia when my mom was stricken all the way through the end of that, which was in March. So, you know, obviously if you have a death in the family, you know, it takes, you don't just go handle it, go to the funeral and leave. You know, you're, especially if it's a parent, you're there dealing with it for, you know, 90 days. And it seemed like it didn't take that long now. But there were days in the early part of last year that it felt like it was going to go on forever. And, you know, very grateful for people who supported me. And yet, and I think my mom would have wanted this way, I never missed a podcast. I missed one networking meeting. You know, I continue to meet the obligations of this business. And it's something that I think she would want, because for her, the show would always go on no matter what. That was one of the things that she always said. And so I haven't forgotten that. So there's a lot of new perspectives to this. And I'm trying to share this incredible vibe that I am experiencing. And the surprisingly bountiful, generous, an easy life to a certain degree of the nomad. Sometimes you think, oh, this must be so hard. You know, you don't take a shower every day, or, you know, you've got dirt under your nails. But it's a brilliant thing. And I just can't. I did it because I wanted to have this experience. And I'm having the experience. And it's been a year. And remember, there was 6 years of travel before I just chucked everything and decided to hit the road in the same vehicle that I've had for 6 years, which is now, you know, like what, 22 or 23 years old. And yet I feel like I just started. So I am so grateful for all of that. And the most important thing, and I have down days and I have up days and I have frustrating days like everybody else, is to maintain an attitude of gratitude through all this, because I don't think anybody knows which way is up. We used to joke on the night show on KSTP, which, you know, what is up is down, what is down is up, what is right is left, what is up. And it's like, now we're living that, you know. It often feels that there's no footing, but out here, there's always a footing. Out here, there's always a community. Out here, there is a tremendous feeling of peace and a very high vibration. And I think that is the most amazing surprise of all. So, again, thanks for a great, difficult, complex, struggling 2021. Not for the reason that I was on the road all the time, but because of all the other things that happened. And really excited about 2022. Well, I don't know what it is about DepoStar, but I've been putting them at the end of the podcast every day, because if you're listening and you're thinking, boy, I would love to do something. I would love to be able to go out on the road and be a nomad. I just need something. Well, invent something. You know, some crazy, dumb thing. Start a business, sell it on eBay or Amazon. And if you want to produce it in the United States, you want to talk to DepoStar, American Design, Engineering, and Manufacturing. This is the company with an inventor's heart. Why do I say that? Mark Korn, the guy that started DepoStar, started it because he had an idea for an avionics. A piece of avionics equipment, which has really revolutionized civil aviation, if you want to know the truth. And he started the company to produce this, and he has done very well with it. And he wants to, well, I just know that Mark is an inventor, and it really helps to have somebody who's also an inventor and understands your inventor problems, whatever your crazy, weird engineer thing is, right? Check him out online at DepoStar.com. That's DepoStar, DepoStar.com. Well, I guess by now I have to wish you a happy Chinese New Year. Ooh, some people won't like that, but especially after DepoStar spot. But you know what I mean. Happy New Year. Thanks for joining me on the Nomad Struggle as I sort of shift into travel and the Nomad experience. Loving Quartzsite for the time being. We will be back out on the road at some point here as soon as it warms up in other parts of the country. Looking forward to that in the rest of 2022. Thanks for listening to podcast 1035, The Attitude of Gratitude.
Take to the highway, won't you lend me your name? Your way and my way seem to be one and the same. Mama don't understand it, she wants to know where I've been. I'd have to be some kind of natural born fool to wanna pass that way again. But you know I could feel it on a country road. Sail on home to Jesus, won't you, good girls and boys? I'm all in pieces, you can have your own choice. But I can hear a heavenly band full of angels, and they're coming to set me free. I don't know nothing about the why or when, but I can tell you that it's bound to be, because I could feel it, child, yeah, on a country road. I guess my feet know